brought to you by Aspen Avionics and by the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen Avionics, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. See AspenAvionics.com.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. I'm reporting from Sun and Fun 2011, and I'm here with John Burton, who's the president of the organization that puts this show on every year. It's in its 37th year. And so, John, why don't you give us a little update? I know you've got some challenges right now with opening day looming, and the weather's been kind of bad today. So how are you guys coping with that?
We're doing the best we can with the weather that we've got. The great thing about Florida is that it'll rain, it'll dry off, and the weather will change again and again and again. So we're dealing with it as best we can. We're trying to shore up those areas that are heaviest hit right now. But fortunately, we've got aircraft on the higher ground. We've got enough hard surfaces that we're able to park airplanes until we can transfer them to some other areas. So we're dealing with it pretty well. Looks like the parking lot is faring very well, so incoming traffic tomorrow should be handled. We just have to keep our eye on the weather reports to see how tomorrow and the next day are going to be. So right now, I think we're okay.
Okay. Have there been any delays with exhibitors getting in who should be here for opening day, or do you expect everyone to be here for, you know, when we start up tomorrow?
I think most of the delays were due to the economy, because in the past we've had indoor exhibitors who are set up and ready to go by Saturday and Sunday and actually open for business. With the economy the last couple of years, we're seeing more and more, especially indoor exhibitors, who arrive today set up because they have some of the smaller exhibits. So I think the delays may be as much due to the economy as to the rain. Certainly, incoming VFR traffic has been slowed down because the weather system that's been impacting us here in Lakeland is also impacting the southeastern United States, and with Florida being a peninsula, any weather system that blocks off the northern end of the state really prevents a lot of the incoming aircraft from the rest of the country. So I think that we've had fewer aircraft that have arrived at this point, but we hope that when the weather clears, all those folks who are delayed in getting here will set sail for Lakeland and come on down to Sun and Fun. We've got a great year planned.
Okay, and among those plans, what's new this year? What do you have? I know there's been some changes in the forums and anything else that's new and different this year.
I think the biggest thing that people are going to notice is a new $7.5 million, 58,000 square foot facility at Sun and Fun's main gate. It's got a T-33 shooting star on a pedestal right out in front, so it's kind of hard to miss, but it is the new facility for the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, which is a high school slash career academy that's focusing right now on avionics maintenance and repair. And we also hope to add modules for airframe and power plant mechanic and air traffic control over the next 3-4 years. There are currently about 200 students enrolled in the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, which is located right here on the Sun and Fun campus. And this beautiful new facility will be dedicated with a ribbon cutting on opening day, March 29th, at 8:15 in the morning. So I think it's going to be very exciting. Now, with that new facility, it means that it's on the location of where our forum's tents used to be. So our good friends at Central Florida Aerospace Academy have offered the indoor space of the high school for all of our forums. So not only will they be protected from any rain, but they'll be protected from any heat because it's all air conditioned, and I think it is state-of-the-art technology. So I think this is the leading edge of educational activities anywhere in the world right now. So very exciting. In addition to that, certainly it's the 100th anniversary of naval aviation, and we have a bunch of related activities that are focusing on that anniversary. We've got the Blue Angels that will be flying. They arrive Thursday late morning. They'll fly a practice routine on Friday, and then they'll fly their full routines on Saturday and Sunday. We've also got Hoot Gibson, who is a naval aviator, but he's probably better known for his NASA career, where he piloted one space shuttle mission, and he commanded four others, including the historic docking with the Mir space station back in, I can't remember what year. But Hoot has got a very prestigious group, a panel of naval aviators who are going to be talking about some of the different eras, one of whom is Ed Schneider, who is probably best known as the chief test pilot for NASA for a period of about 10 years out in California. Also, Tom Huff, who is the head of Pax River, where they're doing all of the test piloting in the Navy. So Chuck Scott is another member, and there is a retired admiral who oversaw a lot of the Navy's operations worldwide. So truly a terrific lineup of programs. We've got some exhibits in our Florida Air Museum that are relating to the Naval Anniversary. So I think all of that's going to be really cool. Then we are commemorating the 20th anniversary of Operation Desert Storm. And a lot of people are not even aware that that occurred 20 years ago. So the conflict in the Persian Gulf is an opportunity for us to look back and commemorate all those who fought and died in that. And the people who are leading that program, which will be on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock in our outdoor pavilion, is a husband and wife team. They are both generals. He is a general in the Air Force. She is a general in the Army. They are both medical doctors. He's a surgeon. She's a urologist. She also has a PhD, I believe, in nutrition and molecular biology. I mean, it's beyond me. But also, she was one of the first, if not the first, American women who were a POW. So it's Corey Cornum, who's a Brigadier General with the Air Force, and Dr. Rhonda Cornum, who is a Brigadier General with the Army. And she was the POW. Her helicopter, while on a search and rescue mission during the Persian Gulf conflict, was shot down. Five crew members were killed. Three were captured, including General Cornum. So fantastic perspective on Desert Storm, not only from Air Force and Army perspective, but also from Dr. Rhonda Cornum's perspective. I'm very anxious to hear that. We'll also be commemorating the 10th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. 2011 marks the 10-year anniversary of that attack on our nation, and we will be recognizing all of the emergency responders that we have here, as well as troops who are keeping us safe, both here at home and in places far away. So in addition to all of that, we also have the F-22 Raptor demonstration team that's going to be flying on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Absolutely incredible flying machine. I'm anxious to see that fly. It made its public debut here at Sun and Fun in 2006, so we're kind of happy to welcome it back for an encore performance. And again, I'll just put a quarter in me and I'll ramble, but we have one of the strongest lineups, I think, that Sun and Fun has ever had. If people want more information, they can check AvWeb, which has been carrying some great information. Also, the Sun and Fun website, which is www.sun-n-fun.org. www.sun-n-fun.org.
Okay, great. And for pilots who might want to fly in, will they also find information there about fly-in procedures and all of that?
All of the information relative to flying in, the NOTAMs, are on our website. And there's a great deal of information on all of the programs that I talked about, including some of the biographies on the participants. So for all that information and more, go to the website. It's got some great info.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. Again, this was John Burton of Sun and Fun talking with Mary Grady from AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Mary.
Brought to you by Bose and by Aspen Avionics. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. See Bose.com.